It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Hey, it's about darn time that we had Mindy Granley back in our offices, in our spacious and elegant studios. She's the director of the Office of Sustainability. So let me drop some names like I'm really cool. A couple weeks ago, I'm talking to Chancellor Black, and I'm at the sneak peek for the North Shore Theater. And this nice lady comes up, and she starts talking with him, and she says, "Are you doing a story about UMD and this big solar purchase and the big solar thing?" And I looked at the chancellor, I stomped my foot, and I said, "You never tell me anything." But this really is a fun story. People are familiar with, along Arrowhead Road, the little solar array.
Yeah.
But apparently Minnesota Power has got a scary big solar array, and UMD is going to be a customer. Tell us more.
We are. We're working on it. It's really exciting. So UMD doesn't have a ton of open land to put a large ground-mounted solar array. And so this is a great option for us. So Minnesota Power built a 1 megawatt solar array out in Renshaw. And we got to take some students out there last week, and our Vice Chancellor Irwin and Chancellor Black, and got to celebrate sort of the grand opening of the community solar garden. It's a 1 megawatt array, and UMD units in dining, parking, and transportation, and housing and residence life are all buying into a 100 kilowatt purchase, which is about 10% of the solar array, which is really neat. We got to see it, even in the snow, to celebrate sort of the launch of it. And it's probably the first solar community garden launch in the snow, probably in this country. So that was really fun. But our parking and transportation, housing and dining are units that are self-supported. So they pay their own electricity bills. And why this is advantageous to them is they're basically paying up front for some of their electricity for the next 25 years through this contract, which also shows that UMD supports solar power. But the really neat part about it is that these units will actually save money over time. So what we get to do is pay up front for our 100 kilowatt block, and over time, as the price of electricity climbs, which more than likely it will go up at some point, right? Units at UMD will actually start saving money on their electricity bill over time. So we're pretty excited about that we get to support community solar and get to have some benefits here at UMD too by saving a little money. And then we're working on how do we get renewable energy credits so that we can actually reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Part of the reason Minnesota Power is building the community solar array is to meet the solar mandate. So they have to keep those solar renewable energy credits. But we can replace those solar credits with some regional wind credits and take those offline and count those for our greenhouse gas emissions. So it's sort of a renewable energy accounting system.
And that has to do with the credits. Is there a way that you can explain these renewable energy credits in a simple way?
Yeah, it's kind of like the reduction of greenhouse gas credit that you get for building renewable energy.
Okay.
And right now the solar credits are pretty expensive. Which is why we get a decent deal on electricity costs over time, because those are needed. But renewable energy credits that come from sort of some of the larger regional wind projects are a lot cheaper. So we can replace our sort of solar generation credits with wind credits so that we can get a reduction in our greenhouse gases.
So you came in this morning, and I said, you know, this is really exciting, and you had an impish twinkle in your eye, and you said, the students are working on their newest project.
Something else, yeah.
So it's like, oh, yeah, that's so last week.
Yeah, community solar is last week.
Yeah, so, all right, what's next week, or next?
Yeah, the students in the UMD Sun Delegation, which stands for Solar University Network, they've been working, this is the third year together, just working to advance solar in lots of different multiple pathways to solar for campus. And one of those pathways is a couple years ago, they went in front of the students and said, look, we really want to expand solar on campus. Will you guys pay a student service fee and help us build some solar? And the students said yes, and we got a little bit of money, and we've been planning a project. And just yesterday, we found out that we secured a contractor to work on a 48-kilowatt array on top of one of the Oakland housing buildings on campus to cover the roof with solar panels. So the first step for those students is to work with the project team first to make sure the roof can support it, and then after that, to put it up. So we're pretty excited. We just found that out yesterday.
Wow, that is exciting. Yeah. Now, if you put solar panels on a dorm, for example, would that mean eventually that the electricity in that dorm would be cheaper?
Yeah, actually, if we built the 48-kilowatt array, we would expect to save between $4,000 and $5,000 a year in electricity costs. So what it does is just offset what you're using from the grid, and you pay less.
Right.
So in a way, the student-funded solar, which housing is willing to throw in a little bit of match to get us where we needed to be, we were going to max out like sort of our budget, and housing said, well, how much more would it be to just cover the entire roof? And we were like, well, we're not sure, but we'll find out if you're willing to pay it. And they said, well, we might be. So we're working really close with Housing and Residence Life. The director over there is Jeremy Lieferman, and he's been real open to investigating these things. You know, first we need to make sure the roof can support this large array.
Right.
But if everything's good structurally, we're going for it. We've got the money set aside, and we're really excited. So that 48-kilowatt array would quadruple solar production on our campus.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here's a question from a newbie and someone who's not familiar with the ins and outs of this. If the university campus eventually wanted to get to the point where we were generating or we were gathering all of the solar energy and maybe all the wind energy, because we're in a good place for wind up here kind of at the top of the hill. Maybe, maybe not. You're making a scrunchy face. All right. So we wanted to have... be generating all of our renewable energy.
Sure.
So we didn't have to buy any from the grid.
Yeah.
Possible? Not possible?
Technically feasible, yes. We actually didn't know the answer to that question. That's the first thing the Sun delegation did is like, someone help us with this expertise and tell us more. So we wrote a grant for technical assistance from the National Renewable Energy Lab, and we got it. And they actually did an analysis for us. So if we just had around $70 million, absolutely, we could build enough solar on our roofs. If it could structurally support the solar arrays, we could build enough solar on our campus to generate as much electricity per year as we use. And that's a number we didn't know was even technically feasible. So yeah, it's feasible. Is it the most cost-effective way to offset our carbon footprint? Maybe not completely, but we know solar is going to be part of our future energy generation profile, and we want to maximize it as much as we can, and that's what the Sun delegation is working on. What are the ways that make sense, both technically and also economically? So that's what we're working on.
Well, you could write a nice letter to Bill Gates and say, if you got to spare $70 million, we could really put it to good use.
Yeah, so it'd be really fun.
Exciting stuff going on, Mindy. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us more about this. And
thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk more often because it sounds like, once the students get that 48-kilowatt array on the dorm, they'll be after something else.
They will be. Yeah.
And so by the time everybody comes back from Christmas break, they'll probably have another project they're working on. So make sure you stay in touch.
Will do.
Mindy Granley joined us in the studios this morning. She is the director of the Office of Sustainability here on the UMD campus. Green Visions is a KUMD program made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.